On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Rob Setter, a fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. We appreciate his help and hard work. He's doing even extra jobs today, so we're very grateful for that. And everybody's keeping you up to date with Winternet. We just read the Winternet list, and there's no changes on that list. So we'll keep you posted about that if that list were to change. On the news line with us now, we have two guests to talk about a tenant, landlord, mediation program that is definitely a significant need around here, and we'll talk about how they're addressing that need. Sue Allman is here, Executive Director, Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate you calling in, and we got the other Sue on the line. Susan Jordan is on the line. I tried to think of some sort of a play on words or something about two Sues, but anyway, so Susan Jordan is here, though, Executive Director, Susquehanna Valley Mediation, and they're working collaboratively on this, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's other groups and individuals and agencies and nonprofits involved in this, so we'll start with Sue Allman. Tell us about the need that exists for tenants and landlords, and for tenants in particular, perhaps, to have some sort of an assistance out there. What is the need?
Thanks, Mark. We so appreciate you having us on to talk about this. You know, there's always a need for folks to have pathways for communication with folks who they may have, differences or conflict or things that come up that they need to talk about. And more than ever, because of the pandemic, landlords and tenants are finding themselves in situations where they need to talk about how to work through situations that have come up caused by the pandemic. You know, we know that renters are having trouble paying the bills, you know, not just rent, but other things as well. And so when we found out about this opportunity to have a grant to support a landlord-tenant mediation program, we really jumped at the chance to collaborate with the Mediation Center, because any pathway to help landlords and tenants talk to one another about working through issues is a good path as far as we're concerned.
Well, and Susan, you must have seen this the way you see many times when, well-meaning people are on opposite sides of a particular topic or issue. You see this objectively from a distance and say, well, wait, there's tons of common ground here. We can, if we look at this the right way, we can help work on this and reach some sort of compromise.
Well, that's exactly right. And right now with people are really frightened about their situation with their landlords often because they don't have, since the pandemic started, we've had eviction moratorium in place, and so people's rent is piling up, and that's a scary thing. When this is over, what happens? And so we're trying to get in front of that. People can use mediation with their landlords and tenants for a lot of things, but right now the impetus for this was really that really trying to prevent eviction and getting in front of that and saying, what are the housing resources, what are my legal rights, what are my legal responsibilities, and then how can I sit down and talk about this scary thing. We often as humans avoid talking about hard things, and so we wait until it's an emergency, but we're hoping that people recognize that they can call in at any time and get the process started and even just learn about what their options are and talk them through. And then, as you said, possibly find some common ground where eviction is expensive for both landlords and tenants and has really serious consequences. So if people can talk through those things and, you know, with all the resources at play in this program and come up with something that's workable for everyone.
Sue, does the Union Snyder Community Action Agency have funding appropriated for this? Some of this may just, a little bit of money may really go a long way to solve some of these topics.
So there was funding available through the grant to help us build this program. So yes, we applied for funding in collaboration with the Mediation Center, and we shared that funding to build this program, to build the kind of a toolkit for landlord-tenant mediation. And we're talking to you today because we've been through that process and we've worked together. Our service navigation staff in particular has worked closely with Susan and her team of volunteer mediators to really create an effective way to help the folks who are coming to us in many cases because they're struggling with paying their rent. As you know, Mark, we have a lot of programs and support for people who are facing homelessness or who are in a housing crisis. We are the go-to in the Valley for folks who need support if they are at risk of not being able to pay their rent, at risk of eviction. Obviously, there are criteria that people need to meet in order to be eligible for those programs, but they're coming to us because we are the go-to in the Valley. So it's a natural pathway for us, and we've created this basically a toolkit for people to be able to be referred to the mediation center if they come to us for rental support or rental services. And we are working together to bring together other community partners who are supporting folks, like, for example, the Housing Authority and others who are serving people who may be in a crisis, who may not be able to pay their rent. It's just a natural pathway for us to make those referrals directly to the mediation center.
And in addition to your community action agency, who else is involved other than the mediation center? Who else is involved, Sue?
So we have what's called a local housing options team, and it's a common one of those acronyms you hear, the LHOT. And many communities in Pennsylvania have these, and it's been something that we've really been growing over the past couple of years, but it's a forum for folks like the Housing Authority, our friends over at Transitions. Gosh, Susan, maybe you can help me think of some of the others. But a number of different people who are part of the support system for housing in the Valley.
Well, and I don't think that we've really put our finger on it yet, so I'm going to ask Susan. It's maybe a tougher question, but there is a lot of stress associated with any dispute or you know, I think Sue might have told me years ago, being poverty isn't for sissies. So, Susan, tell us about the stress associated with this, how it wears down on both landlord and tenant when these issues go unresolved.
I think that's important to bring both landlords and tenants into that conversation, because a lot of our landlords in the Valley are basically small businesses who are also struggling. So sometimes people think of, you know, the landlord in the top hat and with the cigar sitting on piles of money. That's a stereotype that is really not accurate. We have a lot of very hardworking, small-time landlords who are also without, they're not getting rent right now. And so that's very stressful for them as well as for tenants who are in that position of struggling to pay their rent. So, you know, sometimes our office has been very busy with people calling and our case managers. The conversations are longer. People are needing to talk through their stress, their options, and just have somebody who will listen to them. And so that's kind of the first step of this, that people the fear prevents people from calling, but when they do, they find a very empathetic listener on the other end to help them just think through what their situation is. And so, and when people do that, they have it doesn't take away any of their options, it just adds options, because they first of all, mediation is voluntary. So the other party would have to agree to come in, but whether they settle everything or nothing in mediation, it can often be a first step. Sometimes it's the last step, but it can be one chance to really get everything out of the table, out onto the table, know where you stand, and then figure out where to go from there.
Sue, what is the process to work through and to get someone involved in this? This many times would start at your office.
Mm-hmm. Many times it does, because, as we mentioned, we do have resources for renters, which, as Susan so aptly reminded us, that those are also resources for landlords. You know, when we provide rental support for folks through programs with guidelines, those funds go directly to the landlords to support them. And we work really hard to build relationships with the landlords in our area to help make sure that we're here to help them and to create avenues. So that is one pathway. Folks can come to us for support and we make a referral. However, anybody can call the mediation center directly. And frankly, that is probably the fastest way to call the mediation center to seek a mediation. So if it's a tenant who's having an issue or a landlord, can reach out directly to the mediation center either through their email or their phone number.
All right. Well, let's kind of get the contact information out of the way. We'll start with Susan. What is that phone number and the website to contact Susquehanna Valley Mediation?
So our phone number is 570-374-1718. And our website, you can make a referral straight on our website. There's a form. You just enter your contact information, and then we call you. Our website is svmediation.org. And you can find us on social media as well. But those are the two ways that you can contact us directly.
All right, so that number, 374-1718. Sue, your number and the website.
Yeah, so our phone number is 570-374-0181, and we're union-snydercaa.org, and people can reach us through the website as well. We have a number of different resources for people who are struggling in this time. Our service navigators are available even on snow days like today through email and phone to get support on not just housing issues, but also energy and utilities to keep the power on, and food resources, and so many other things.
Yeah, I noticed the announcements we have on Winternet say often that, you know, whichever courthouse is involved in is closed, but they never say the human services offices are closed. They don't.
Yeah. And to be fair, sometimes we do close the doors, but we are able, we've quickly shifted into a hybrid remote operation so that we can still help people even when we're not able to come in, whether it be due to something like COVID or a snow day.
Well, yeah, part of your tagline is we're there for you, and so you make sure that you live up to that. Well, thank you both so much. You've both alluded to a wide range of topics about which we can elaborate as the year progresses, so you have an open mic anytime to elaborate on this, plus to talk again about the landlord-tenant mediation program. Thank you, Sue Allman. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you, Susan Jordan. Thank you again for your conversation today.
Thanks for having me.
Susan Allman is Executive Director, Union Snyder Community Action Agency, and Susan Jordan is Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley Mediation, talking about the new tenant landlord mediation program, svmediation.org and union-snydercaa.org.